You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Are you ready for another sock sweep, Keith?
Oh, of course I am. Sox are rolling. Rolling. Hottest team in baseball. The hottest team in baseball, Jones.
I'm happy you said that. Yep. They are officially the hottest team in baseball. Uh-huh. They've won six in a row. Back in a playoff spot.
The most games over 500 they've ever been all season.
No more ties.
Take that, Nick.
Yeah,
in your face.
In your face, Nick.
Good start by me. Yeah, they're rolling. Six straight wins. It is the longest active winning streak in Major League Baseball.
No team hotter.
Nobody hotter than the Red Sox. They're scoring a million runs every game, and they're a playoff team.
You heard Will Fleming there. He's back under fire from Will Clark.
Dude, Will Fleming is at the center of it.
We're going to have to ease into it, Keith. I don't know that we can start that hot today.
Fireworks. The fireworks have not ended.
But we're going to get to Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming 20 minutes from now.
You're going to want to hear it.
I don't know where. Yeah. I want to hear it again. I've now heard it two or three times. I can't wait to hear it again. You're going to want to hear it if you haven't heard it. Perfect word for it.
It's wild. Wild Will Clark. Wild Will Clark audio coming your way shortly.
Yeah.
Very much versus Will Fleming, by the way. I don't think we can understate it.
Sometimes we're not sure who it's versus.
We know.
He makes it quite clear who it's versus.
No doubt.
It's somewhat him and his brain, but also
I got some questions about his brain, actually. Will Clark's, not Will Fleming.
Yeah. Maybe some collisions at first base.
Meanwhile, I think so. I didn't realize baseball is a contact sport.
I think in his case, maybe.
But Will Fleming, meanwhile, is just calling home run after home run after home run after home run last night.
Dinger after dinger after dinger. It's true. So the Red Sox keep winning. Their schedule, we are now in a point where we're not going to be able to say anymore, these are just the Rockies, these are just the Nationals, even the Reds. Mm-hmm. They get Tampa here for four, and this is a team you're still chasing for a playoff spot, though you've closed that gap. You got four of them going into the break. Then you got a nine games against playoff-caliber teams, Chicago, Philly, Dodgers. It's really going to ratchet up here. Do we think the Red Sox can keep this going while the schedule gets more difficult over the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I do, Jones. And, of course, it's easy to dismiss if you look at the teams that they just played. But we've outlined all year long, they haven't dominated the bad team. They weren't the classic 500 team. And you see it in all sports where they beat the teams they're supposed to, lose to the teams they're supposed to, and then they end up the season at 500. That wasn't them. You know, before the Yankees fell apart, they've now fallen apart, but they're still a playoff team. They sweep the Yankees. They're playing competitive. They're playing well against the Rays in these series. Then they're losing to the White Sox. They're getting swept by the Angels. Like, they were a really impossible team to figure out. So, yeah, they just faced a bunch of really bad pitchers, and they took advantage of that against Colorado. Great. But we are seeing something from Brian Bello and last night's starter Lucas Giolito,
who's been awesome,
which you didn't have early in the season, or they weren't guys that you were saying I felt great about. Lucas Giolito had a start not that long ago where it was one of the worst starts we'd ever seen. There was just like wall ball after wall ball after wall. They're just smashing the ball off him.
No, remember he came out after and he's like, I got to get better. And,
yeah.
And to his credit, he
did. Yeah. And that was a day game. And maybe he's like Bayo. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he can't pitch during the day. Maybe he's a night owl for all we know.
Maybe.
I have to check the numbers on that.
Maybe Bayo
bit. I got to figure the f*** out.
Maybe he bit Giolito. There it was.
You think Bayo turned Giolito?
I think vampirism is an
issue
in the staff.
If they're all vamps, fine. Let Crochet. Actually, Crochet's not even great during the day. He got shelled in that game against Seattle.
Well, good thing every World Series game's at night.
No more day games.
That was Big Dumper, though. He's facing Big Dumper. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
point, Nick. Yeah. When they're in the World Series, we won't have to worry about
that. Yeah, you're not playing one during the day in October. That's true. Good point.
Those are two reasons for optimism, and not just optimism, but two reasons to think that they can keep this up. And I don't mean never lose again and score 10 runs every single game, but go into these series where you feel good about the team. And they got a bunch of different guys hitting right now. So how long will that last? We'll see. Trevor Story, I'm not anticipating him being red hot all season long. But they have enough hitters that maybe they sort of take turns and two, three guys carry the offense for this two-week stretch. Those guys cool off. Another two, three guys carry the offense for the next part. And then you go down the road. They got some pretty good arms in the bullpen. And again, we've talked about this all year too. The American League, not loaded.
No.
So they should be one of the five best teams in the American League.
So here's what you have coming up. Again, there are teams that all look good. You're chasing Tampa right now. You're a game and a half behind the Rays, which obviously could change with four starting tonight at Fenway. Weather permitting.
Also, where it could change, Walker Buehler.
100%.
Walker Buehler pitching tonight. I don't feel super great about
maybe
that.
The six-game win streak is in jeopardy.
Yeah, could be.
I would say
can't win them all.
Definitely in jeopardy. But you're a game and a half behind Tampa. They've dropped seven of their last 10.
Okay. Seven!
You look at the other teams that are all on the upcoming schedule. They're all in first place. The Cubs are 54-38. They've won six of their last 10, but that's not ridiculous. The Phillies are 54-39. They've won 6 of 10. The Dodgers are 56-38. They've lost 6 of 10. So on balance over their last 10, those teams all net out to 500. Mm-hmm. You're playing great baseball. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to shrug my shoulders and say, well, what are you supposed to do? These are all first-place teams. No harm, no foul.
Right.
Just like I'm not shrugging my shoulders and saying they're beating up on crappy teams. I'll take it for what it is. I think they're playing better baseball, and I think you're seeing it, and they need to keep it going over the next couple of weeks while you lead into the trade deadline, which just so happens to coincide with Craig Breslow and his appearance on the front office report today with the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can always stream on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways to listen to WEEI, Jones and Keefe, Greg Hill Show, WEEI Afternoons. Breslow was asked, what are you targeting at the deadline? He hemmed and hawed a little bit, but ultimately he said what we all want the team to add, more impact pitching.
You look at what Lucas and Brian have done over the last month and a half and start to feel confident in the way that the starting pitching is coming together. That said, you can never have too much. So I think that's probably what we would prioritize. But we've seen what Fitz has done. Dobbins is getting healthy. Hauk is getting healthy. So we have some depth. But I think if there's the opportunity to provide some impact starting pitching and add that to the group, that's probably where we focus.
I'm starting to see this more and more, Keith.
Good word.
Impact starting pitching?
Yeah, yeah, impact.
Yeah.
Add starting pitching or add depth is not something I want to hear because that's what the moves were last year. You know, like James Paxton and Sims and Garcia, those were relievers, but those were all moves kind of to make moves, or those were moves to pretend like you were in it. An impact arm would have to be somebody better than all the guys that he just named because he was like complimenting Fitz and Dobbins and Hauk, who I guess looked better in a rehab start yesterday, whatever. I'm not counting on him either. But he mentioned all those guys, but an impact guy to me would have to be somebody that you slot right after Crochet or maybe even Bayo, the way Bayo's going, but somewhere in there.
Do you think the bullpen is a sneaky big issue on the team? Because I really don't. I would also target impact starting pitching, but I was reading Passan today. He went through and had like ideal trades for every team in the league.
Okay.
So for instance, the Padres, their ideal trade, get Jaron Duran.
Jaron Duran.
Okay.
Did he say in there who they would give up, or did he just say that's who they should get?
I don't believe so. I do have the Red Sox item in front of me. He says they should target Ryan Helsley, and we've heard that name before from the Cardinals.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, he could set up in front of Chapman and be a lights out 1-2 punch, blah, blah, blah. But he also added what I think is more interesting than the name. He says Boston has the makings of a very good team in the second half. Bregman will return soon. Roman Anthony has an OPS near 1,000 over his past 10 games. Sadon Rafaela is one of the best center fielders in baseball. Narvaez is a gem.
One of the best center fielders in baseball.
That's what he said. Wow. I don't know if he meant just defensively.
No.
Or
he
if he means all-around center fielders.
He might be. Month he has been. If you're looking at war, I know a lot of people do. It's very high. It's flying up the radar.
I do when it's convenient.
But that's not like a nothing statement. Okay. One of the best center fielders in baseball?
One of the best center fielders in baseball. Okay. Narvaez is a gem. He says, Abreu's story, even Abraham Toro, everyone's contributing. A reliever or two and another starter would make the Red Sox the sort of contender they envisioned being at the beginning of the year. So he's not ruling out a run. I am starting to see bullpen more and more.
I don't know.
I mean, look.
Can't you put Dobbins in there?
You can always use more bullpen arms.
Yeah, but I think they have like, they have a bunch of starters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That you might not feel great about. So can't you, but they might be a good arm for an inning. Like, can't you throw those guys into the pen?
And Cora's proven he can do that.
Yeah.
Like for all the crap I give Cora, in 2018, he proved he could do that. Now, those are some real high-end arms. I don't know if they have those on this team. But I still think...
I don't think their bullpen's that bad.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I still think impact starting pitching is a bigger need than
I think, like, a number
arms.
Two or three starting pitcher. And the guys that are playing first base are doing a good job, but if you told me you got like a right-handed hitting first baseman or like another righty bat to sort of balance that lineup, then I'd be in favor of that.
See, I'm with you because, you know, I think Abraham Toro is playing over his head. Same thing with Giolito. I just saw this stat on Giolito. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Over his last six starts, he's thrown 35-plus innings and an ERA as low as 0.7.
Wow.
Here are the pitchers who have done this in Red Sox franchise history.
Oh, my God. Wait, how many starts is this? What's the sample size?
Six starts.
Okay.
Seven!
No. 30, don't get ahead of yourself, Joe.
35-plus innings and an ERA as low as his 0.7.
Okay.
Giolito.
Seven!
Chris Sale.
Yep.
Pedro Martinez.
Pretty good.
Roger Clemens.
Jeez.
Louis Tion.
Oh, my God. This is like the same thing that wasn't Bayo on some list with those guys or whatever? They're all on the...
Look, it's a great list to be on, and it tells you how well you're pitching. It also tells you that's not sustainable. Giolito ain't Clemens. He's not Pedro.
No?
So, like, that's a reason to go out and don't trick yourself into... He might pitch really well
but
and
could
be a good, solid pitcher.
But could he be last year's, or I guess this year's, Tanner Houck? Tanner Houck was an all-star and then wasn't as good in the second half, but didn't, like, turn into a mess. Like, he was still pretty good.
Yeah, he could be a three or a four starter.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like, you're not running out and giving Lucas Giolito an extension, but you are saying, this might be a good year.
Yeah.
This might just be a solid, a sub-4 ERA year for him.
100%. But I would hate for the Red Sox to get tricked into, Giolito and Bayo are really good. Now we have a 2 and a 3. We don't need an impact pitcher. I'm happy he said impact pitcher. He also talked about the depth that they have, specifically the outfield depth. could they deal from a quote-unquote position of strength? This is, again, Craig Breslow on the front office report.
I think it's really important to point out that we don't have to trade one of the outfielders simply because we have, you know, more guys that are capable of contributing than can start every night. And I think there's a way to balance this out. Alex is very aggressive in matching up, finding pinch hit opportunities, moving guys around, and making sure that the pieces come together. But we have to be open-minded about ways to improve the team. And you know, the obvious one that continues to pop up is there an opportunity to, you know, address the rotation potentially through some of that outfield depth? And we just don't know yet.
Okay. Jumped out to you. Why?
A little bit. Do you think that the human like strands are more into Greg Breslow now? Like the Brez bot that they created a couple of years ago, it feels like they might have put a little bit more DNA of an actual human in there because
they adjusted the cocktail.
I think so.
Okay.
Like
good.
He's sounding a little bit more like a human because he's acknowledging like what everybody's talking about. He is acknowledging what's going on right there. And so that did stand out to me where I like the first answer because you shouldn't feel like you have to trade one of these guys. Be like, well, all of a sudden everybody's healthy for the first time. And that's not even true yet. Wait till Bregman comes back. But like as far as their outfielders and even Yoshida, who's a DH, but all these guys are available. We got to trade one. Because then you know what happens. You trade one gets hurt, and then you're down to like Nate Eaton again.
100%.
And you're like, what is this? It is a tough balance for Cora, though, because Breslow even mentions, like, oh, he's good at, you know, making sure these guys, like, pinch hit and stuff. Like, that's probably not ideal. You don't want to do that all the time. But so they got to piece it together. But then before he's even asked about it, he sort of acknowledges, like, yeah, I mean, if we can go out there and get, like, a starting pitcher, like, we'll see if that works. Like, he doesn't want to tip his hand too much. But I think just confirming all those rumors from yesterday about specifically Joe Ryan checks a lot of the boxes. If you're able to trade one of your outfielders, it would most likely be Duran because you're not trading Roman Anthony. You're not trading Rafaello the way things are going.
Probably
and they
not
probably
Abreu.
Wouldn't take, but they might even take Willy Abreu for Ryan.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Might not be enough. Yeah.
It might be the one kind of match. So I think he is kind of acknowledging, like in his interview today, I think he was kind of acknowledging that they might have to trade somebody away. I also read it as, you don't have to trade an outfielder, but they felt like, whether you believed it or not, they had to trade Devers. Like, Devers was a must trade. We needed to get rid of him.
Oh.
Whereas guys like Jarren Duran, even though he's been in a lot of trade rumors, he is by no means a must trade player. There's a scenario where he does finish the season with the team. Like, if the Twins say, yeah, we'll take Duran, but we also want, you know, a couple prospects, and we also want, they'd be like, well, we're not doing that.
So, to me, I have started to notice, and this was listening to Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that, again, Odyssey app. This is on Sam Kennedy pregame with Nesson, and this is Breslow this morning. They're all starting to talk the same about the Red Sox depth, and they're all saying, well, Cora can juggle this, and guys can pinch hit, and guys can get days off, and they're like uniform in that answer. So I don't know if they're just trying to stay, to use their word, aligned.
Sure.
Going into the deadline to not tip their hand.
Yeah.
Or if this is now sort of the buzzy way they're talking about it because that's the plan going forward. But I have noticed uniformity on the message. Cora,
oh, yeah.
Breslow, Kennedy, and that's not nothing. This organization is not always on the same page.
Go back a month ago.
When it comes to delivering a message.
Yeah, it wasn't even the case a month ago. Speaking of Cora on yesterday with WEEI Afternoons, I selfishly, big fist pump driving in the car when he was like, yeah, Fitzy asked him if Crochet is going to skip his start and get some extra rest. And he's like, no, he's going to start in the Tampa series, but we're going to move him to Saturday.
You were like, hell yeah.
I'm going to that game.
Nice.
I've had tickets to that game for a while now.
Zip Greg, bro.
Big time.
Jeez.
And funny, a month ago, wheels were starting.
Messi last night, yeah. Crochet on Saturday?
The summer of Keefe.
Oh, my God.
Rolls on.
Wow.
So anyway, I was very excited to hear that. I don't know who was supposed to start, but I was like, what's that? Crochet on Saturday and maybe Bregman in the lineup?
Nice.
Because a month ago, I was like, kind of teetering. Like, I had the ticket. I'm like, I don't know. This season might be over.
That's nice.
Yep. I'm excited.
We'll get to our appearance last night at Gillette Stadium for Messi.
That was great.
A lot of traffic going down, Keith. I sat in a lot of traffic last night. For some reason, we're doing construction at 10 p.m. going through the tunnel last night. So I sat in a lot of traffic. Nothing like the expressway out there today.
You know what was insane?
That's an actual disaster traffic.
Driving on Route 1, trying to get to Gillette.
Yeah.
The game, it was like 7:30. I wasn't there for like intros, but I got there like just after the game started. They had already started to make Route 1 North one lane.
Turning around the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, guys, the gate, like, we're all in traffic. And there's like three open lanes, like, all coned off. Like, this is insane. Like, I would have been there 20 minutes earlier, but whatever.
For a Revs game.
Well, for a Revs game.
That's the power of Messi.
Messi.
Is what that is. Good time on the show outing last night. We'll get to it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937, your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll go on the clock since we were at a work function last night. Work function etiquette when you're out.
Oh,
Christmas party.
I got some lessons for everybody.
A company outing. We'll go on the clock, give you our etiquette tips in just 60 seconds. We have Rob Bradford at 11:30. He joins us every Thursday. We'll talk to Bradfo from Baseball Isn't Boring. And at 12:45, another Kiefer Madness for you. But coming up next, we don't want to start right out of the gates with a full-blown beef.
This is, you got to hear this.
Will v. Will. Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming. It has the stamp of must listen, right?
Yeah.
It has. It has the official Jones and Keefe stamp of must listen audio right after Trending with Billy Laney.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.